Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Notos Maftech uPasach es haPishbesh. So now the Kohen official, took the key from the elders who were holding the key to the Azar, and he opened up a small little door, which was called the Pishbesh, which led into the Azar. V'nichnas beBeis HaMoked LaZar, and he went from the Beis HaMoked into the Azar. V'nichnas to Achrav, and the Kahanim followed after him. Shtei Avukai Shel Or B'Yadam, they had two lines of torches in their hands. V'nechleku L'Shtei Kitais, and they'd split up into two groups. Now, Elu Holchim B'Chsadra Derech HaMizrach, one group would go through the hallway towards the east, and others would go through the hallway towards the west. And along the way, they would check all the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash until they came to the place where they made the chavitim. That's the korban mincha that was brought every day and every morning and afternoon by the kohen gadol, chavit kohen gadol. So they each went along their route all along, sort of, so split up the Azar into two parts, those that went towards the east and surrounded that area, checked all the kelim. They went the other way, surrounded the kelim. They meet in the middle at the place where they made the chavite kohen gadol. Higiu elav elam. Once they met up, Amru, they said shalom, hakol shalom. They said peace, everything's at peace, everything's okay. We checked everything is good. Hamidu aisi chavitim lasis chavitim. And then they prepared the people whose job was to do the chavite kohen gadol. They started to get ready. They didn't actually do it yet. That only came later. But they start to get ready, they heated the waters and all that kind of stuff, so they start to get that job underway. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Now, Mishazach Litra Mesnas Be'ah. Okay, so the person who won the right to, through the Gairal, to clean up the ashes of the Mizbeach, what did he do? Hu Yisroim Es Mizbeach. He would clean the ashes of the Mizbeach. Vehem Armem Loi, and they would say, Hizar, please be careful. Shematigag B'kli Yachet Tekadesh Yudecha V'Raglecha. Don't touch the any kelim of the Beis HaMikdash until you wash your hands and your feet min hakiyar, from the kiyar. Now, v'hare hamachta nesuna b'miktzaya. The shovel that was used to clean the ashes was put up in a corner. Bein hakevesh lamizbeach, between the ramp and the mizbeach. B'maraveh shel kevesh, on the western side of the ramp. Now, ein adam nechnasim, a person cannot go with the kayan to prepare the kiyar, because that was between the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, and that area was not allowed to go there unless you actually had an avodah to do, so everyone had to wait until he finished up. He didn't carry any sort of light with him. He went based on the light of that was burning on the top of the Mizbeach. Now, Loi Hayroina, I say they couldn't see him because he was already blocked by the Mizbeach. He already passed the Mizbeach. And he walked very quietly. They couldn't hear him. Until they heard the sound of wood, she'asa ben katin muchne lakir. There was a contraption that this fellow ben katin built. It was sort of like a pulley system, and they were able to lower the kiar in below ground, so it shouldn't be sort of water left overnight. And every morning they would come and raise the kiar through this pulley system, and that was the sound that they heard. The first sound they heard to start the avodah v'hein armim, and they would say higia ace. The time has come. To start the day, start the avodah. Kidishad of Ragla ben Akir, so the person who won the right to do the Trumas Hadeshin would wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar. Natal Machta HaKesef, he took the silver shovel, Va'ola L'Resh Mizbech, he went to the top of the Mizbech, Upinaz HaGecholem Helach V'Helach, and he shoveled out the coal, he pushed aside the coals this way and that way, chasa minam hamu cholois hapnimiyos, and these were the well burnt out portions that were burnt up on the mizbeach. V'yarad, and then he went down. He gial l'ritzpa, he came to the floor. Hafach panav l'tzaf, and he turned his face towards the north. Hilech l'mizrachay shel kevesh kes amos, and he went towards the east of the ramp about 10 amos. Tzavas gecholam agabi ritzpa, and then he piled up the coals on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, rochak min hakevesh shalosh tefachim, which was far away from the ramp, about 3 tefachim. Malkim shenaisim murais ha'ayif. This is the place where they had burnt the sort of bird, the crop of the bird that was burnt on the mizbeach. V'dishan mizbeach ha'primi v'amanar. And also that was the place where they put there the ashes of the Mizbeach that was on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash and the ashes of the Menorah.